You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet on the BetQL Network, presented by BetMGM.
Yeah, we've been waiting for it. It is time for our best bets heading into the weekend. We'll let you know also if we're feeling good before we get off the air about that total that we've both been keeping an eye on throughout the game in that Nebraska and Iowa game. He's Sean Marash. I'm Alex Gold. And let's get right to it, man. I know you got a couple best bets for the week. I'll let you get started. I'm assuming in college football, perhaps?
Actually, I'm avoiding college football. Oh, I will tell you that, and the only reason I say that, I am going to ultimately lay the 7.5 tomorrow morning with Ohio State. However, I'm not giving that out as an official play because I'm going down my own misery and I can see that game going the other way. I am understandably and respectfully betting a game that I know could go the other way. Also, I told you I like Notre Dame on the money line. I'm going to play that as well, but it would not shock me. So the reason I'm saying that is in the Power Hour, the best bets aren't always all of my bets, if that makes sense.
Sure.
So I will play Ohio State, plus laying the points, and I will play Notre Dame on the money line, but I would not consider them my best bets. Those will come in the NFL. But you got something cooking on college football, don't you?
I do. I'm going to go with TCU minus 9.5 against Iowa State. If you guys have been watching me here on BetQL for the last month or so, and TCU throughout the last month, they've been disrespected by Vegas. They've been disrespected at times by the College Football Playoff Committee. We know what they have in front of them. Iowa State, who has lost so many close games this year, who's been a complete disappointment in the Big 12, they're ready to pack it in. They're not going to keep this game close. I think TCU knows they got a trip to the Big 12 title game the next week. They have no room of margin of error whatsoever. I think they're going to blow out Iowa State, and then their real challenge will be K-State down in Fort Worth for the Big 12 title game the next weekend, where I think K-State might actually be the team to beat them. They had them on the ropes earlier this season. But I'm not worried about Iowa State. You can see the numbers now crept up to 10. Got them at 9.5. TCU, I really love them in this spot. They're getting great quarterback play. The defense is the fifth or sixth defense in the country. So, yeah, that's where I'll start my college football slate, and it's my best college football bet for the weekend.
You could sway me. You could talk me into that. Again, I am a man on the trigger with that phone. So is that your only college football play before we move to an NFL Sunday?
Ohio State as well. You know, kind of the same thinking that you were. I'm going to wait to see if it gets down to 7. At 7, right, it becomes my best bet as well for college football. At 7.5, it's a game I will be betting, but it's not one that I would hammer by any means. But I do think Ohio State wins, and if you can get it to where you're at least keeping yourself in play at where a push is a touchdown versus getting burned, then I like it.
And I think you'll get some public money in on Michigan over that 7.5 to slide it to 7. Full disclosure, I do think that will move. So, all right, so you got two official plays in college football. I have two I'm going to play, but I'm not giving them out as my best bets as we shift to Sunday, Alex. So you want to take it away first? How do you want to work this?
Yeah, let's go to NFL slate. I'll start things off with the prop bet, actually. How about that? With the Miami Dolphins in their game against the Houston Texans. I mentioned, you know, I want to keep an eye on Raheem Mostert, perhaps, or Jeff Wilson. It's too much juice right now. I'm staying away from Jeff Wilson touchdowns. Minus 220 anytime touchdown for Jeff Wilson. In putting that. So my best bet actually is a prop bet, and it's with you know, Kyle Allen getting the start for the Texans. And so I believe we're going to see a defensive touchdown in this game for the Miami Dolphins. So it's a little bit of a, you can say it's an outright bet here for a touchdown. Miami 4-1 odds to get a defensive touchdown/special teams touchdown in this game against a terrible Texans team. I do think the Miami defense, who has struggled at times, will come up with an opportunity in this game. So I actually like Miami just to beat up on the Texans heavily. And if you want to parlay that as well with that the Miami Dolphins, I should say, covering the 14 points, I wouldn't hate that.
I'm going to stay right there with that game because I actually have two plays within that game. I told you that I thought the line was a little rich to completely play it, but I'm going to go two ways here. I think the Dolphins aren't going to stop scoring on Sunday. I mean, they're eventually going to stop scoring. 30.5 feels like a very high total for a team total, but this offense off of that bye, feeling as healthy as ever, I'm going to play that. They will score at least 31 points in this game, so I'm going to go over the 30.5 team total. You talked about how rich the anytime touchdowns can get. I'm going to lay a little juice here because it's only a little juice, but I still think it's the safe play. Tyreek Hill at -115 for an anytime touchdown, yeah, to me is something you can't go wrong. And when you start to look at those consistent names you see as anytime touchdown scorers, right, you could look at Derrick Henry in that Titan-Bengal game, but that is a lot of juice. At only -115 as it stands right now, and if I'm also saying to myself, I think that they're going to score at least 31 points, well, if I'm going to use that line of thinking on the team total, how do I not assume to get to 31 points that Tyreek Hill finds his way into the end zone versus a secondary, frankly, that is very young and inexperienced and has given up big plays all year long? Give me Tyreek Hill anytime touchdown score plus the over 30.5 on the team total for the Dolphins.
Yeah, no, I like the Tyreek Hill, but the only part that I guess where it could hurt you would be the game script. If somehow it gets out of hand and they just run the ball and run the ball, I think you need the Tyreek Hill touchdown perhaps to happen
early
in the first half of the game. But I'm with you where if you're going to get it under -120 and under -130, then you can't hate it for a guy that we know is more than capable of taking a 15-yard pass 70 yards to the house.
No doubt about it. And that's why I'm all in on it. All right. So I still got four more plays on the Sunday. Yeah. I don't know how many more you got. Where do you want to go?
Yeah, give me another one because I only got a couple. Give me another NFL one for you.
Okay. So I went over this one earlier with you. Everybody's flavor of the last couple of weeks is the Washington Commanders. The Falcons are third in rushing yards per game. They are getting 4 points on the road in Washington. That game is over a field goal here. The Commanders, I know, took care of business versus the Texans. The Falcons are not as bad as the Texans. I know their offense can be very non-existent if they don't run the ball. They will find a way to get the running yards in here, even despite that good Commander front. I think that this game is going to be a game that is sweating if you're a Commander better in that fourth quarter for sure. And I can't urge you enough to lay the juice if you like the Commanders on the money line. I don't care how out of whack that gets. Over a field goal, the Commanders are not that good yet. The Falcons too likely resemble the Commanders in many ways. I'm going to take Atlanta +4 because I think Washington has become way too public here ahead of Sunday.
Hey, you know, my feeling on this, kind of on the opposite side. It's not a best bet of mine, but I definitely lean on the other end when we were talking about this game. I just wonder, we know what Atlanta wants to do. They want to run the football. That's been what's worked for them, understandably so. That's what they're going to continue to do. If there's any way that Washington could force Atlanta to have to pass the football, that's where it gets out of hand a little bit. But if they're able to run consistently against Washington, I do think this will be a very close back-and-forth game. That's why we were talking about the total as well. At 41 is kind of interesting. Is there a chance that this ends up being a little bit lower scoring than we maybe realized in this game? But I like what I've seen from Taylor Heinicke. I really do. You know, they play with more energy with him. I like their backfield, Antonio Gibson and Brian Robinson. And we know about Terry McLaurin, who still, to me, in a weird way, is like he's underrated, but not at the same time. Like he's underrated because of the quarterbacks he's played with, but I really like what Terry McLaurin's capable of doing in that game. All right, saw your reaction.
And by the way,
I just saw your reaction. Oh no! So wait, we're now looking at a push best case scenario here.
Unless there's a missed extra point here, so that's where we're at. Okay.
Wow.
But anyway,
I'll give you another best bet of mine in the NFL. It also is an anytime touchdown. It's plus money, barely, +100 here for Isaiah Pacheco, the running back for Kansas City. So I'm going to go to that Rams-Chiefs game where the Chiefs are 16-point favorites against L.A. Isaiah Pacheco is the clear number back. Clyde is on IR. So it really is a backfield of Isaiah Pacheco, the rookie, Jerick McKinnon, and then perhaps Ronald Jones gets activated for the first time here in 2022. This is Isaiah Pacheco's backfield. He's going to get a touchdown in this game. I think they'll lean on the run game a little bit more as well, knowing who they're going up against on the other side. So I expect Pacheco to get a red zone touchdown. I don't think he's going to necessarily have a long touchdown run here. I think it's a first and goal opportunity at the 6 or 7 yard line, and they hand it off to Pacheco on first down, and he's able to run it in behind this strong offensive line. So that's one of my favorite bets and my best bet, Isaiah Pacheco, the rookie, to get on the board.
Mm. I like that. I'm also going to go to another team total here. I teased this earlier in the game. I'm taking the Bears under 16.5 points versus the Jets at MetLife on Sunday. Two reasons. Number one, the Jet defense is that legitimate, and I have to think the Jet defense is even more motivated knowing that they're not watching Zach Wilson not take accountability on Sunday. And not only that, whether Justin Fields plays or not has almost become irrelevant to me when thinking about this team total. Okay, this is a Jet team that just held the Bills and Josh Allen a couple weeks ago to 17 points. The Bears are clearly not that offense, but also the Bears have had such trouble throwing the ball. You can't really throw the ball in the Jets to begin with. Now you throw in the injury to the non-throwing shoulder. You'd have to think if Justin Fields is playing, they're going to be extra cautious with him even running the ball, which is his complete strength. So I don't think I would stay away from any and all Justin Fields props. I think that the Bears are going to struggle to score in this game. Even if they get you to 14-13, you still go under. I'm taking the Bears under 16.5 points, Alex.
The Bears team, even with Fields, I'm with you on the fact that, like, what is he going to be if Justin Fields plays? Is he going to be the second half Justin Fields from last week? You know, where he clearly was holding something back because of the injury. We didn't know it fully at the time. He gutted it out, all that. But even if he plays, I just wonder if we're getting the Justin Fields that has led everybody right to start backing the Bears, you know, as you were pointing out. I think this is one of those where I'm not going to place my bet, though, until we get a little bit closer to kickoff. I want to see if this line continues to move up. I think you pointed out it was 4 or 4.5, and now it's up to 6 there.
Six
for Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah. My last one is – go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say my last one, Sean, is a game that you and I both love, and that is the Seattle game where, yeah, I mean, look, we talked about this. Seattle minus 3.5 against a pitiful Raiders team. I think other than Nathaniel Hackett, the Raiders are the worst coach team in football. Even with Davante Adams, there's weeks that they'll go without really getting him involved. There's not consistent week in and week out performance, and they were very fortunate last week to get that win in overtime against the Denver Broncos. Not only the Melvin Gordon fumble, but the complete busted coverage by Patrick Surtain II and others in that Broncos secondary. So I just think the Raiders are crap, frankly. And Geno Smith is still playing at a high enough level where I trust him in this spot to get it done.
Yeah. Yeah, and even if we believe the Seahawks might have hit a wall and might fade, I know the Raiders stink. I know the Raiders are crap just like you. And also, I know that this game's in Seattle. This game is not in Vegas, which makes me think completely different. So I'm with you. That's one of my best bets as well. Seahawks minus 3.5. And my last one we talked about a little bit, I think it's going to be wacky. I'm even looking into the over. The fact that it slid under 3, I'm going to jump on it. I'm taking the Chargers minus 2.5. They're just a better football team. Arizona is a dysfunctional disaster, and they will find a way to spit the bit in the end in this game. Give me the Chargers laying the 2.5, Alex.
I like that as well. I mean, if Keenan Allen and Mike Williams are a go, and you are able to add those guys into the mix offensively, I think then you'll start to see Justin Herbert push it down the field a little bit more than what we had seen previously. I think we'll see a glimpse of what we saw against the Chiefs in the first half. Before some of those injuries as well. Those are our best bets heading into the weekend. Best of luck to everybody. Fade or follow. Of course, we got some more college football coming up tonight. Tomorrow, a full college football. Cannot wait, Sean, for Ohio State and Michigan. I know you're fired up for Notre Dame and USC. Best of luck, man. Great doing the show with you. We'll let you enjoy the rest of the weekend as well, man.
Thank you, Alex. Great working with you guys, and thank you, everybody. Whatever Costco says, no sweats, whatever, blah, 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 blah. Enjoy your Black Friday.
That's right. Let's get to the ticket window. There you go, guys. Have a great weekend. This has been You Better You Bet on the BetQL Network.